Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 19th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and our topic is i'tikaf, or confining oneself to the masjid. My dear brothers and sisters, this world, this dunya, greatly influences our priorities and the way we think. As a result, we drown ourselves in its problems and forget the hereafter. My dear brothers and sisters, the Muslim needs every once in a while to isolate himself from this world and all of its material dealings, and to stay with oneself and remap his or her aims, goals, and aspirations. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, the best place to practice this isolation or seclusion, is in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masajid. And the best thing to do during this time of isolation, reflection, and seclusion is prayer, dhikr, and the reading of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved to do that during the last 10 days of Ramadan. Aisha radiyallahu anha narrated that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to observe i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan until he returned to Allah, meaning until he died. Then his wives observed i'tikaf after him. And his hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, the i'tikaf begins before the sunset of the 20th day of Ramadan, that is, the night of the 21st day, and ends after the confirmed sighting of the crescent moon of Shawwal, meaning when the month of Shawwal begins. Now, whoever cannot make i'tikaf the whole of this period should dedicate and strive to do whatever he can to worship Allah, to draw nearer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best places to do this are in the houses of Allah, the masajid. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.